broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
So what we've done is demonstrated that the technology, which has never been used...
You are totally ghetto. Second of all, man, learn English. Get an education.
That's your... You want to be a man?
Well, anyway, happened there, man. Oh, I know. I got all my bill collector audio there. Well, wait till you hear this bill collector audio. We have Jay Santos coming up here on the world-famous Bill Hendry Show. Maybe we're just anxious to get the Memorial Weekend started. I know I'm not. I'm anxious to do this radio show, though, tonight. This is the high point of my day. This radio show's the high point of my day. Does that give you any idea what my day's like? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Tonight we hear of complaints against abusive debt collectors. You're going to hear some of the things they say. You're going to hear from Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is involved in some of this debt collection himself, along with others in his agency. Gary Coleman has passed on, and Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, joins us to talk about that. Tonight we spotlight in Tampa, our affiliate in Tampa, WHNZ, 1250 AM, and our great affiliate in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WTKG, 1230 AM, our affiliate spotlight tonight. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. This is where you can watch a live streaming video of our show right now as we speak. You can watch us perform the show. You can also access literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of archived audio. You can listen to the download of our show every night. The next day, you can download it if you'd like to your iPod. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. You got to get a backstage pass, because if you're not really watching the show on video and hearing it, you're only getting half the story. And I won't even go into it any more than that. So let's go over to our good friend here, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, we are talking tonight a little bit about... I want to play some audio. I don't know whether you've heard this, Jay, about abusive debt collectors.
Well, you know, Phil, there's a lot of audio that I could be listening to.
Hold the line, because I do want to start off talking to you about this, but I want you to listen to this audio as well. When bills go unpaid, and let's put Jay on hold for a moment, when bills go unpaid, it's a debt collector's job to get the money. But a growing number of consumers are complaining that debt collectors are going too far. One lawsuit even alleges a Verizon Wireless debt collector threatened to blow someone's house up, blow up a man's house for not paying his bill. We've got some examples of this, but first here's Al Burrows. He alleges in court documents that this debt collector from Verizon threatened to destroy his house for not paying the money he owed the company. Now, this call was left on an answering machine, so the quality is less than perfect, or optimum, if you will. But let's listen. We'll play it again if we think the audio was a little funky, and we'll just mess around with it, if you'll pardon the expression.
Hey, Al. Yeah, bitch, you're the I'm going to blow your up, and I know what
Let's listen to that again. I tried to roll off some of the high end. Here it is.
Hey, Al. Yeah, bitch, you're the I'm here, nigga. I'm going to blow your up, and I know what has to say on apartment what? Apartment well, one of y'all going to blow your
I can't understand what she's saying. I can hear, hey, Al, I'm going to blow your blankety-blank house up, all right? In this clip, a debt collector leaves an insulting message to a woman who has already paid off her debt.
You are totally ghetto. Second of all, ma'am, learn English. Get an education. Since you're sitting on your fat derriere all day long, making money off the rest of the free working population in the country, you might want to try to get educated enough to at least be able to say payment plan instead of payment can. You uneducated reject.
All right, here is on the CBS Early Show, recently aired this collection of threatening calls from bill collectors.
You want to be a man, or you want to hide behind a telephone like a little bitty mouse?
Are you a thief, you know? And I'm going to find you. You got to be walking like a on the side of the street.
Why don't you just go get in front of the train?
You know what I find amusing about this, Jay, and I'm not speaking of you directly. What I find amusing is how threatening these guys are. But if you go to where these guys work, they have they've got metal bars. They have these huge doors. You talk about scared. I mean, these cats, they have good reason to be scared. They hide behind these doors you use for a bank vault.
Well, look, Phil, I, first of all, I want you to understand that I do not engage in this kind of I'm not engaging in these kinds of threats.
Let me, first of all, you have a citizens auxiliary police, a neighborhood watch group.
You are misnaming it. It's not a neighborhood watch group. We take a peek over the shoulder of police. We do assist the police as a citizens auxiliary police unit, make sure the police have all the adequate resources they need. And we're about saving lives.
All right, so how did you get into calling people to debt collect?
We have offered that service. It is an enforcement service. We do not see it as a job that is less than honorable. We think it's a very honorable job when you try to get people to recognize and pay their obligations. We do see it as an enforcement service, yes.
An enforcement service.
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right. What do you think, Jay, before we get into how you do that, what do you think about my comment that I just made, that these guys threaten people, and yet when you go to where they work, they're hiding behind these huge steel doors and bars?
I don't know that that's true.
It is true, because I've been to these places.
Well, why were you there?
I went there to pay a bill.
So you yourself got a little bit scared.
No, I didn't get scared. I wanted these people. You know, I wanted to pay off the bill. To be honest with you, I didn't want it going on my or getting my credit any more screwed up than it was at the time. But they're hiding behind these steel doors. They're hiding behind these bars. They're probably hiding under their desks if anybody comes by that they have just harassed.
Well, look, Phil. Let's be clear about something so that your audience understands where I'm coming from. I don't work for these agencies. I don't work for. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, and when we do call someone, yes, we are direct, but we do identify ourselves as Citizens Auxiliary Police. In that instance, of course, we are not going to tell people where we're located, although our homes are generally what we use for our substation.
Why don't you tell people where you're located?
I think you'll understand that some people are going to be a little unstable about it. They may try and...
All right. Oh, so I understand you don't want to be. You don't want anybody coming after you physically.
That is correct. Right.
And yet you do use threatening language.
I don't think we do. No, we do not use threatening language. No, we do not use threatening language. Not at all.
What do you say?
Well, I want to make it very clear to people that number one, if you owe money that you have not paid, if you have a bill that you have not paid. If you have an obligation that you have not paid, I don't know about you, Phil, and I don't know about the world that you know, where you live, and whether you have one son in the sky or two sons. You know, I'm being funny, but in the world that I live, and the planet, and you know, star system or whatever that I live in, we pay our debts. And if you don't pay your debt, all of the normal, customary niceties of life, all of the politeness. Sort of goes out the window.
Why is that? Because
if you don't pay your debts, you owe. And when you owe, that means that you are now living for free on someone else's service, and you have now left the protection of the, if you will, the chivalrous code and the code of polite society. And so we will call someone if they owe money on a account of some kind. We will tell them, this is Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you are in very, very serious trouble. You are required to pay this off. You haven't paid it off, and you are in deep, deep, you know, we'll use the word because we're not on radio or doing or nothing like that.
So you call people up, you say you're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Do you identify yourself as you are not the city police?
We do, unless they ask us, there's no need. I think it's self-explanatory, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So we have told people what we are.
Well, if you say that to me or you say it to somebody else, I'm not sure they know what that means.
Does it sound like I'm saying to you, I'm the Los Angeles County Sheriff, Does it sound like I'm saying the Florida Highway Patrol?
No, it doesn't. It's you're saying the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
But, and if they ask us what that is, we tell them that we are a citizens assist police agency, and we are involved in some enforcement duty. Now, you know, and they'll say, well, the one I ask you, you know, how did you get into it? I'll say, you know, we're way off the topic here. You owe money, and you haven't paid it. You lied. We do get direct, Phil, but we don't. And I have to understand something. I don't want to be put in with a guy who's talking about a woman's big butt and this guy here. Because that's not a racial. We don't get racial. But you are misunderstanding if you think people that owe money should be treated in a polite way.
All right, look, Jay, I got to take a break, but I have to tell you something, all right? This area of life is a unacceptable thing. If somebody owes money, here's what you can do. You can say you owe this, you haven't paid this. All right. Number one, you are now forevermore without any credit. You will not even be accepted as a customer again at XYZ agency.
Let me tell you what's wrong with that, Phil.
Hold on for a minute, Jay. This will be reported to the credit agencies. Your credit will suffer as a result. As a matter of fact, you could probably introduce some kind of legislation or get some agreement going with the credit reporting agencies that this will, an unpaid bill damages a person's credit maybe worse than it does. But what makes you think that threatening people like this is going to get them to pay any faster?
I can tell you that it does work. And here's why it works. Because I have to tell you, it works for us because I am very serious. When I say to someone, you better get in your car and drive down here and pay this bill, or you have got problems. You've got big, big problems, okay? I never threaten them. I never say, I'm going to go down, beat your ass, or any of that kind of ridiculous thing. But I do say, you don't pay this, you're going to have a world of hurt. You're going to be in a world of horror and pain.
That's a threat.
Why?
Horror and pain?
I'm talking about psychic pain. Psychological pain.
And all right, hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, Jay Sanos. There, you're hearing it here, folks. We're already getting into it here with a guy that's a bill collector, a debt collector. You've had him. Hey, what's up with you, man? You going to pay this bill? Yeah, I'm going to pay the bill. Well, you know, is there a problem? You know, and you heard the tapes. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Calls with Jay Sanos coming up. Do you believe that if somebody does not pay their debts, that any kind of behavior, that they're basically, it's open season on them because they have done something that is unacceptable in our society. That's not pay your debts, and that's leave somebody holding the bag. 877-876, on with Jay Sanos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up, and later on, Doug Danger on the death of Gary Coleman here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. You can watch live streaming audio of the show. You can listen to the show as well there. You can listen to our archives. And Memorial Weekend upon us, we have with us Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we report to you, as we're talking tonight, about something that I'm personally very happy is coming out into the open more and more, and that is the abusive behavior of debt collectors, the language they use, the attitudes they take. We just played at the top of the show examples of debt collectors who are threatening people, saying they're going to blow their house up, insulting people, telling them to get off their big fat rear ends, and this kind of thing. Jay Sanos is with us. Mr. Sanos does work part-time.
It's not really a part-time job. It's something that we do.
All right, but what I'm saying is it's not the full work of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, sir, it's not.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police and adjunct Citizens Police Support Group also does this kind of debt collecting on the phone.
But when you say, I almost hear you shaking your head like you're, you know, a debt, you know, a Citizens Police agent. You don't really know what we do. We work with the community. We do have enforcement power. We're not a neighborhood watch. And we do enforcement work, and debt collection is enforcement work. When an individual has made a contract to pay a debt, and they have said we will pay that debt by a date XYZ, and date XYZ comes and goes, and they haven't paid. That's the go ahead and they turn it over to our Section 3.
What is Section 3?
Well, that is the section of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have subcommanders working who will call out. And I have to tell you, Phil, no, I don't insult people or call them a monkey or, get off your monkey butt. I've heard a lot of racist things. No, we don't do that. I say simply the following thing. You owe money and you haven't paid it. I would suggest very strongly that whatever you're doing right now, you stop. You get in your car, you go down to where you're supposed to be, and you get that paid. Otherwise, life is going to turn very ugly. And
you don't consider that a threat?
In what sense?
Otherwise, life is going to turn very ugly.
No, sir, I do not. Not at all.
You're not threatening that person?
No, sir.
Well, then how do you know life's going to turn ugly?
You're telling me if someone doesn't pay their debts, life doesn't turn ugly? I'll tell you right now, life's going to look like, the Wicked Witch of the West. Life's going to turn ugly like the West, the West Witch. So don't worry about that. That'll happen.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here on talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on debt collection in League City, Texas, listening to us on KPRC. Kelly, hello, Kelly. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you took my call. I used to be a debt collector, and I took my work extremely serious. And I have to say, I am utterly appalled that man thinks that it's okay to tell someone they're going to be in a world of horror and pain. I was very...
I'm not threatening anybody. You know that we have to use... I'm sure you did when you were a debt collector. You used language that was extreme and what you might call motivational. Tell me, didn't you use kind of motivational language like that? Or what'd you say? You'd say, hey, why don't you pay your bill? Thank you. Goodbye. I mean, that's not what these people are hiring us to do.
No, these people are not hiring us to call someone and tell them they're going to be in horror and pain or their world is going to be
ugly. Well, I can see that you're not in the business anymore, so how did you do it?
I called. I stated whatever their account was. I was the senior medical account director, and
right.
I set up payment plans. I set promise to pay day.
When after they don't make the payment, then you have to call them up and you got to hit them. You know, now you got to start throwing the ball at the chin a little bit, what we call giving them the high heat. And someone's not going to pay. You have to, I'm not threatening them. I say, if you don't pay, I don't want to be you.
Well, and you don't call that a threat?
No, I don't.
That's insanity. I'm sorry. That's just insanity. Let me preface this with saying that, first of all, number one, I was a very successful collector, and number two, I owe debt now in the thousands of dollars that I cannot pay. And,
wow.
And here's what happened. I broke my neck in three places in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Kelly.
Don't baby her.
What do you mean, don't baby her? I'm sorry to hear she broke her neck. I tell you what, I want to do something,
good
Kelly.
Lord.
Kelly, I want to do something. I want you to be the person at home, and Mr. Santos is going to be the bill collector. Now, since you've been a bill collector, I want to see how you... Jay, this lady owes a lot of money. I want you to talk to her the way you would.
All right. Well, I say good afternoon, Kelly. My name's Jay Santos with Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we do some enforcement debt collection. You got some debts here. They're outstanding, and I don't know if you know about it, but, boy, you got a... I mean, it's a mountain of cash, and you better get on your horse. Yeah, you better get on. I understand you broke your neck, right?
I absolutely did.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to get your back broken, do you?
That's a threat.
What?
No, Mr. Hendry.
That is an absolute threat. You don't want to get
I
your back broken?
I don't want to get my back broken?
No, ma'am. No, I said that to say that what if you got your back broken, then you'd really not be able to pay those debts off.
You never said that.
No, you didn't.
You said
I would say, Kelly, I'm sorry that you broke your neck. Did you really break your neck? Or are you
I broke
you're
my
not
neck
saying
in
that.
Three places.
All right. Well, you're not saying that just to get out of paying your legal debt.
Absolutely not, sir. Yeah. I spent months.
So how do you plan on?
Well,
I'm wasting my time. She's probably a quad.
What do you mean a quad? All right, hold the line. Thank you, Kelly, very much, and we're sorry to hear about your accident. 877-876, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil and you're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We talked with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about debt collection and the abusive debt collectors who are now, you know, they're finding themselves backed in a little bit of a corner here, Jay. There are a lot of people who are now complaining. Just to give you a little taste of this story, we heard the audio, but listen to this. When bills go unpaid, it's a debt collector's job to get the money, but a growing number of consumers are complaining that debt collectors are going too far. One lawsuit alleges a Verizon Wireless debt collector threatened to blow the man's house up. The Federal Trade Commission, quote, a debt collector is someone who regularly collects debt owed to others. This includes collection agencies, lawyers who collect debts on a regular basis, and companies that buy delinquent debts and then try to collect them. Federal law prohibits debt collectors from harassing or threatening you and then using profanity.
Absolutely. There's no question about it, Phil.
So what when you said to that one lady that just called, wow, you don't want to get your back broken, huh?
You misunderstood.
No, I didn't misunderstand. She said she had her neck broken in three places. How'd you like to have your back broken?
I was going to say, and you interrupted what I was saying, how would you like to have your back broken and then not be able to go to work and pay down a debt on whatever, you know, you got pay on, see? So that's what I'm talking about, and I think you need to be very clear.
All right, well, federal law, today on the early show on CBS, consumer correspondent Susan Copen reported on the number of gripes about debt collectors. They went up as the economy tanked, and now the FTC says it's fining debt collectors to the tune of millions of dollars for breaking the law, with more complaints coming in about the debt collection industry. You know, there's one way of making money for the feds. I mean, if ever there were fines that should be spread around, it should be these guys. Have you ever been fined?
I have never been fined, no, for trying to collect a debt?
No. Yeah, for trying to collect a debt.
I've never been fined.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I think that, you know, some of what you say, you don't threaten, but you have a way of saying things that sounds very threatening.
Well, let me look at Phil. And
what about what the lady said before we go to a call? I want to ask you, what about the payment plan?
Phil, you know, there's an old saying in the debt collection business, payment plans are for sissies.
Payment plans are for sissies.
If you're any kind of if you're a stand-up person and you owe money, you gotta be stand-up and pay that out. Stand up and pay it. You know, I'm not putting nobody on a baby plan.
And what do you mean a baby plan?
That's what we call it. Payment plan. I get you on. You want a baby plan? I mean, I'll ask them. They won't go baby. But I'm not about to, I'll ask them at the end, but I'm not going to offer that up front. I want to get all the money now. I want to get it now, you know, as we say in the business, I want to get the money now before the squirrels start collecting nuts. And we all got to go in the cave for the bear.
877-876-PHIL before the squirrels collect nuts. Let's go over to a caller here in San Francisco listening on KNEW. It's Dave. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Hey, Phil. How you doing tonight? Hey, Jay. Hey, I've been listening to this while I'm eating my dinner. You know, one thing that's not addressed also, though, I mean, there's one thing if there's a legitimate debt, and then, you know, given everybody's personal situation, you may need to, you know, work something out. But what about when a debt is not owed? What about when you purchased a discounted debt, or you're a credit union or something like that, and you misapply the funds? You know, I have a situation where, you know, I'm doing very well in life.
I'm not familiar with what. I don't know what you talk about.
Well, okay. Let's say you make a payment. You're making car payments, and you're going on vacation, and you make your payment 3 or 4 months in advance, and it goes to the credit union. The credit union cashes a check, and then they misapply the funds to a different account, and then you get back. And then you have to deal with these so-called debt collectors. Now, to make it short, because I know you're short on time and everything, but, you know, I went through a situation where...
That's a difficult thing. Did that happen to you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it did happen to me. And I had to deal with the fact where the woman, in fact, I was trying to collect the debt, told me that they are.
You were trying to collect the debt, or she was trying to collect the debt?
She was collecting the debt on him.
Debt on me, where they were trying to tell me that the car payment had been, you know, 90 days late, was not paid, where they actually misapplied the funds. The check was cash. They had it, but they put it to the wrong account. But I went through a situation where when they were calling me and we were trying to resolve the issue, they said that they were going to come to the house, enter the home, you know, whether me and my family are there or not.
Right.
And they have people that do this for them, and they were going to forcibly take the car. So, you know,
that,
when you're a law-abiding citizen and you
hear
that, you say, well, that's
where... They can repossess the car if you've been...
Right, but when they say they're gonna unlawfully enter your home...
Right.
Jay, would you say to this gentleman?
I would certainly not say I'm going to come into your house. I would say to the gentleman, though, you know, you better start doing something other than sitting around and calling talk shows.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Let's let this gentleman finish. Go ahead, Dave.
I was also listening when you talked to the woman, too. And regardless of how you choose your words, the average person, they can misconstrue what you're saying. And then when you take advantage of women, you know, that they don't talk like men do. So, you know, what you do is you turn it around. You got to take the debt collector out of their comfort zone and put them into a danger zone. So what you do is say, I'd like to come to your place of business and pay the debt. Then when you find out who's making the threats, then you can change your mind and maybe follow them home and start threatening them and their families and everything like that.
It's real interesting how fast the management gets involved and they find what happened to your check.
What you're saying, Dave,
I want to ask you. So you're saying that you did you do this?
No, but what I'm saying, there are ways to turn things around to get their attention. Because what happens is if you're bad on a debt, all of a sudden,
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Nobody's going to turn anything around on me. I'm a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Right, but you're one person in a whole industry. What I'm saying is there's people that go through different training. And
if I say to you, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to come to your house, you don't know where I live or nothing, and what do you talk about? If I say to you, look, you got in trouble here because you're spending all your time calling on the talk show and all this nonsense.
You're going to comment on this man's lifestyle?
Well, how come he can't make his car payment?
Because he said it got misapplied.
Well, I was going on vacation and paid it in advance because I wasn't going to be there. So I'm trying to tell you.
So you don't believe him?
The debts aren't owed and mistakes happen. But instead
it's a guy that's calling these talk shows and he's imagining that he's got a car. I don't know.
Well, see, what you're doing, you're insulting this man.
Exactly.
I'm not threatening him. He's threatening
me.
No, he's not insulting me.
No, he's not threatening me. But you are. He's sort of demeaning me. Because I'm calling talk shows because, unlike you, I don't have to work. Because I've been very successful in life. But it's insulting...
You owe money on a car. You owe money on a car. That's how successful you are. I don't understand.
Did I owe money or did I pay it in advance? Is anybody listening to what I'm saying?
No, you said that you had a collection agency call you because you deadbeat it on a sofa bed, right?
What? He said
what
a car.
What are you talking about?
This gentleman said he got one of those recliners and didn't on a TV deal and didn't pay for it.
No, he didn't. He said he's got a car. And the car was, he paid for it, but they misapplied the money.
Anyway, my point is, in San Francisco,
calling up all the talk shows and, you know.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. The spin on this is this guy, you know, so it's not worth my time. But the deal is sometimes the debt aren't owed and mistakes are made. But they have to be a little more accommodating to people when they say, look, maybe, you know, something happened.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
But how do you know that the mistake was the fact they sold your car in the first place, see? And that's the other thing.
See, I can see your technique, Jay. You insult, you humiliate.
Because when the upper management got involved about their employees being threatened, they solved it in 24 hours and said, oh, it was a typographical error by a temp that we hired, and she put the wrong account number.
Well, wait, how did you threaten them?
Well, it was. I'm just saying this is a hypothetical situation. So... anyway, there are mistakes that can be made in debt collection, and a lot of the time...
You also called a talk show. You called a talk show. I can hear food in your mouth, and I don't know what that's about.
Wow.
It's a little... Well, isn't it rude to be sitting there going, yeah, hi.
Is that
right, anyway,
said?
Dave.
Yeah.
So back to me, Dave. All right. Thank you for calling, sir. Appreciate it very much. And one of the things that Dave was trying to say there was that he had paid.
No, he didn't. He said he got involved with debt collection, so then he paid the debt collector, but then it got misapplied. But he still had a debt collector following him around like a dog follow a pork chop. That doesn't sound like a guy. And the other thing he's trying to make me feel like I'm insignificant by saying, hi, yeah, I'm rich, and, you know, all this nonsense.
He didn't say I'm rich. He said he doesn't have to work.
Well, I mean, that's six of one, half dozen the other. And so I would be very, you know, suspicious. And the way I would deal with him would be to simply say, all right, the check got misapplied. Tell you what you're going to do. Send me another check, all right, so that I know you're not lying to me. And then we'll look for the other check, and we'll have two checks. And
yeah, now you've got two checks.
Right, and we'll have two checks, and one of them will cash, and the other one, I guess, I don't know how it's done, but they'll tear it up, right?
Yes, you tear it up, you can stop payment on it.
Well, then he can stop payment on it.
Which one?
Well, I've got two. He can stop payment on either one.
No, you can't, man, because what if you cats take one of them and cash the one that he stopped the payment on?
Then I would cash the other one.
Well, that's too much work, and it's ridiculous, and it's not good bookkeeping. But anyway, 877-876-PHIL, talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Thomas in Newport Beach. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good evening, Phil. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, this guy on the other end of the phone is an idiot. Total idiot. He doesn't know debt collection from his...
excuse me.
And I'll explain to you why.
Excuse me.
It is better to be cordial to an individual in debt collections and collect a dollar than collect nothing at all. If this individual would ever call me and tell me I was fat, I was ugly, he's going to come break my back, I'd say, you know what? Here, I'll pay for your flight. Come down and try to collect it from me. I'll beat his ass to a pulp.
Yeah,
you don't threaten people to get any. You don't threaten people to get money. Period.
I don't threaten people. All I said was, I would say.
No, don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me while I'm talking, sir.
I'm not threatening. I'm saying you're my
own. When I don't like a talk.
I hope you see. I hope you see the end of the day.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Thomas.
I'm in a debt collection business myself. I deal with attorneys on a daily basis for personal injury and workers' compensation claims. When I have a lady on the phone that has four children and her husband just got killed in an accident, you tell me how I'm going to collect on that account? Ma'am, I'm sorry for your situation. I'll do everything possible that I can to help you out. You owe $1,000 right now. You know what, ma'am? Right now, you owe $100. And if you take a year to pay it, that is fine.
That's what you're saying to do. But how do we know you're really doing it?
Why would you say, would you not then have $100 and not have anything at all?
Well, the first thing I would ask is, are you lying about your husband being dead?
How many people will you collect from? Your technique.
I collect from people, like the video rental place, money.
Do you collect money from? Out of 10 people, how many people do you collect from? Out of 10.
The people that I talk to assure me that they will pay after I tell them.
Sir,
that
out of 10 people,
I pay, out
how
of 10,
many people
I
do you
pay,
collect them?
I collect the money coming to me?
How many people coming, from whatever company you work for do you collect out of 10 people with
you
your
me personally,
and you're threatening?
Me personally or the other guys I work with?
You personally, Jay, how many people do you collect from?
If I use the following technique, if I say you're going to be in a deep, deep world of hurt, I collect from 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I answer your question. 10 out of 10. But if I say, oh, well, I'm real sorry that your cat died. I'm so sorry your cat died. I don't collect from no one.
You know what?
Put nobody on a baby plan.
You're so funny, you're not even the
you
real world.
You ask me a question.
There is nobody in this world in debt collections right now that can collect 10 out of 10.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You put people on a baby plan. You use the baby plan, that's your business. I don't go baby.
What do you mean baby plan? You're talking about a plan to help people pay it off?
So far, it doesn't even know what's right and what's wrong.
Well, sir, first of all, you told me that a lady said her husband died. How do you know? How do you know she's not giving you some kind of a deal? You know, he's, what do you call it, made up a deal. Like she made
up the
deal.
I would do what I would do if it was me before I made any accusations to her. I said, okay, ma'am, can you please provide me with a copy of the death certificate? Before I threatened her.
Well, that's cool.
Before
that's
I
cool.
Court, before I did anything, I would dot my I's and cross my T's.
Give her your eyes.
Bet. Yeah, he dot his eyes.
You
couldn't
make sure you
have that many deaths because your phone. That's what your phone sounds like.
All right, we're fine. Listen, Thomas, thank you, and you sound like a gentleman, and your business, your industry could use a few more. But thank you so much for your call. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and you can see it's very emotional. As Jay Santos is talking, he says that if he uses the approach of saying to people that if you don't pay, you're going to be in a world of hurt, 10 out of 10. But if he puts them on what he calls the baby plan, 0 out of 0. Well, that gentleman there, Thomas, he saw right through Jay. We'll be back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we continue to talk here about abusive debt collectors and the complaints against them now skyrocketing here. And our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't put him on a baby plan. I don't go baby.
Phil Hendry.
No way do I go baby.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, they do a little what they call enforcement collection. It sounds very ominous, Jay, in this world of recession, in this world of unemployment, in this world that we are living in today of severe economic turndown, that you are referring to debt collection as an enforcement job.
Well, Phil, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't pay your debts, you are, you're in a very deep, 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 dark. It's a deep and dark, and it's a very deep, dark thing. And
well, you were talking to me off the air about a lady that you had to collect money from. Now, you work for a video rental place?
I do not work for a video rental place.
I mean, what I'm saying is your debt collection?
That is correct, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Well, this woman owed quite a bit of money. She had kept out of Waterworld, yeah. And so I called her up and said, you're going to let Waterworld take you down to the account? And she said, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, well, my name's Jay Sands, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're doing debt collection. And I see here you have a debt of, I think it was like $73 on a rental on Waterworld.
On Waterworld, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Did you open up your conversation with her by saying you're going to let Waterworld take you down for the count?
That is my way of entree. So she says hello, and I say, so you're going to let Waterworld take you down for the count. And I,
don't you say, hi, hello, my name is Jay Santos?
No, not in debt collection. You don't do that. You hit them with the headline. Then you go to the byline and, hi, my name is Jay Santos. And then you say, you rented Waterworld. And, of course, you know, I made some jokes about the movies, you know, rotten as hell. And you break the ice that way.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. On the line in Rockford, Illinois, listening to us in WNTA, is Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Jay Santos.
Good morning. This man is into psychological warfare. He plays games. He makes threats. Then he denies he made them, which is like any other abuser.
I didn't hear what you said, ma'am. You said, I didn't hear what you said. I suck what?
Psychological.
Psychological, all right.
He's into psychological warfare.
There, she just did it again.
What?
She said psychological.
Psychological. Psychological. Warfare.
Well, ma'am, all right, ma'am, I appreciate that, but initially you had said psychological. And I
psychological, Jay, you know what she's saying.
I do know what she's saying, yes, sir. Go ahead, ma'am.
And then you play your games, you make threats, and then you deny them. That's just like any other abuser and controlling person. And then you try to spin it. And use red herring to try to get it onto something else, something people never even said.
Ma'am, I'm trying to collect a debt. I am licensed by this company, which is Whitney's video rental, to call people up. And if you take out King Kong, or I don't know how old you are, man, but maybe you enjoy King Kong or you enjoy some of those films, and you've kept, you know, King Kong out, I got to call up Carolyn. I got to say, Carolyn, you owe money on Kong. You know?
Hey, I was harassed by some people trying to extort money from me. I do not have to pay.
No, no, I don't mean that. I mean, if you didn't pay your debt when you rented, King, like Mighty Joe Young or Kong, I would start off by saying, Carolyn, you're better to an ape than you are to your own people. And then I'd say, hi, I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Wait a minute. You'd call Carolyn up and say...
You're picking a fight with the very wrong person. I'm very good at...
But you get to not pay your debts. That's what you're saying. So you get to be...
I pay my debts that I legally run up. I do not pay debts where somebody is duress and they demand that they have authority when they do not have authority.
I'm simply saying to you, you're better to your own race than, you're better to... No, you're better to King Kong's race than you are to your own white people.
What are you talking about? Oh, Carolyn, thank you very much. 877-876-BILL. We'll be right back.